Jack was sitting at the computer in the living room. He was doing research on penguins for a school project. His mom and dad were cooking in the kitchen. Jack could smell bread baking in the oven and spaghetti sauce bubbling on top of the stove.
Jack!
Annie burst into the living room.
Come with me,
she said.
What's going on?
Said Jack.
They're here,
said Annie.
Teddy?
Kathleen? Asked Jack. Annie nodded, her eyes shining.
Oh, man,
Jack whispered. He jumped up from his chair and grabbed his jacket and backpack.
Mom, Dad, we'll be back soon, he called.
Dinner's in 30 minutes, their mom called from the kitchen.
No problem, said Annie.
Then she and Jack headed out the front door into the cool spring air.
Where did you see them?
Said Jack.
At the edge of the woods, said Annie.
I was riding my bike home from my piano lesson. When they saw me, they waved.
You didn't stop and talk to them? Said Jack.
No, I pointed to the house, said Annie, to let them know I had to get you first.
Oh, thanks, said Jack. We'd better hurry.
I wonder where they're sending us, said Annie,
as they crossed their yard and headed up the sidewalk.
I wonder what our next mission is. Hey, did you bring the wand of Dianthus?
Yep, it's in my backpack, said Jack.
Jack and Annie ran into the Frog Creek woods. They hurried through the shadowy light of late afternoon until they came to the tallest tree. Jack looked up. The treehouse was back. The two young enchanters from Camelot were looking out the window.
Hi,
yelled Jack and Annie.
Hello,
Teddy and Kathleen shouted. Annie grabbed the rope ladder and climbed up into the treehouse. Jack followed.
We're so glad you're back, said Annie.
She hugged Teddy and Kathleen. Jack hugged them, too.
How's Penny?
Jack asked. He'd been missing the little penguin they had given Merlin on their last adventure.
Oh, Penny and Merlin have become the best of friends, said Kathleen. She has brought him much joy and laughter.
Cool, said Jack. He wasn't surprised. Penny had made him really happy, too.
What do you want us to do now? Said Annie.
On your last missions, you found secrets of happiness to help Merlin, said Kathleen.
Jack and Annie nodded.
Now on your next mission, Merlin wants you to help bring happiness to millions of people, said Kathleen.
Whoa, said Jack.
That's a big job.
Teddy and Kathleen laughed.
How do we do that? Asked Jack.
Simple, said Teddy.
You must seek out a brilliant artist.
Do you mean like a painter?
Asked Annie.
It could be, said Teddy. But it could also be any person who uses passion and imagination to create something beautiful.
Merlin wants you to help put that artist on the right path, said Teddy,
to share his or her gifts with the world.
Oh, cool, said Annie. Where do we start?
Kathleen took a creamy white envelope from her cloak. It was sealed with melted red wax. In fancy writing, it said, For Jack and Annie of Frog Creek.
"'Tis a royal invitation, said Kathleen.